afternoon, Tom.
Good afternoon, sir. You busy working?
At that, yes, sir.
No matter what, I sure would. Oh, we just went up and ate at the Waffle House this morning. So Bruce went out to make breakfast and enjoyed that very much. And met the manager that we used to know. He run Dickie's down here at Wade Hampton and what's the name of that road, Bernice? Old Rutherford, I think. That was nice. Hadn't seen him in a while because we don't eat out that much. But the Waffle House is pretty consistent. It's good, and he's doing a fine job. He's been there 10 years. And then we ran over and got some peat moss over at Lowe's. They ought to call that Jew gold, like we used to call copper. It's just doubled in price.
Everything else. And hello, Bernice. I like Waffle House. They're always pretty much the same no matter where you go, but it's pretty tasty.
They have some good stuff for lunch, you know, and that sandwiches and that. We've never tried that. I just like the eggs and hash browns and bacon and some coffee.
Something like that, steak and eggs, or eggs and bacon and a pancake or a waffle. Well, generally a waffle, I guess, there. When I go, I've really never tried the sandwiches either.
What'd you get? I don't know. It looked like scrambled eggs and ham and all of that.
I see.
In a couple days, and I heard you on there, I wanted to say hello.
Oh, I talked to Patrick a little bit this morning, and Dave for a short time, and who else was on there this morning? No, I was talking, N9, Leon, yeah, he was on there for a while this morning on an HT, seemed like a really nice fella, and it's just been a beautiful day so far, and I don't know what you want to do with this peat moss, but about $25 a bag, ain't it?
Yep.
Gee, man. Can of spray paint's $10. Of course, I got the marking paint. It's a little more money. So you're about half done for the day?
I'm going to put that peat moss under the mattress and save it for a rainy day. As expensive as it is. Yeah, I've got one more delivery. I'm actually going to stop for lunch here on the way to my delivery, my last delivery. And then I'll just wander through my pickups, a couple trailer swaps, and a couple live loads. That should take me through the end of the day.
I hope it's a safe one, Shane. Talked to Gus for a little while last night, for a short time after the net. He was back in North Carolina. Boy, that guy gets around. And they were just walking through their new house. And I'll bet they got a beautiful place up there in the mountains. And they've been staying in their motorhome up there. And I think they're heading back to Florida, weren't they, Bernice, for long? I don't know. I think they needed to go back for something. But they're getting their internet and all that jive stuff hooked up, you know, what your televisions and cable and all of that. But he sounded pretty happy. Well, I'll let you go then, Shane. We're just down the road from the house here and getting ready to pull in, and I don't think we're going to venture out anymore today. So you have a good day, and I'll turn the radio on in the house and leave the light on for you, like Motel 6 used to do, wasn't it? N4ZLK, N0TR.
Good timing. I'm pulling in. If I can get traffic to stop and let me swing wide, N4ZLK.